Rebecca Sain, a former title holder in the Miss and Mrs. America pageant systems, and I'd like to welcome you to the world of Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm one of many who has been gifted with restored health as a result of Dr. Wallach's research and nutritional products. Millions have heard his message of health and long life. Others have heard his message of nutrition and longevity from his syndicated radio show, his books, or his 300-plus speaking engagements per year. Listen closely and prepare to achieve your ultimate in good health. It is my privilege to introduce researcher, author, lecturer, and world-renowned authority on health and longevity, Dr. Joel Wallach.
What you're going to find is that the people who live the longest are the ones who are furthest from what's considered good medical care. And I'm going to repeat that. The people who live the longest are the ones who are furthest from what's considered good medical care, and you'll see why I say that in just a minute. Now, for at least 50, maybe 70 years, medical doctors in America have been poo-pooing the idea that you could live well beyond 100. You know, people who lived 115, 120, they were 1 in 6 billion. It wasn't something that everybody could look forward to. And anybody who tried to teach people how to live to be 110, 120, 140 were considered charlatans and quacks and taking advantage of older people. I was glad to see this come out. This was a news article in the USA Today newspaper in October of 2000. And it was based on an article in the journal Science, a very respectable journal. And what they said was, forget 100, try living past 120. Humans possess a maximum life expectancy longer than 120 years, which has been the long theorized medical limit. In fact, lifespans appear to be increasing over time with no end in sight. Now, the cute part of this is, now that there's no doubt about it, everybody agrees that human beings, including Americans, have the genetic capacity to live well beyond 120, 140. Doctors want to take credit for it. Now the doctors are saying, quote, it's clear that medical science and treatment are having an effect on lifespans. Well, that's absolute nonsense. There's nothing that doctors have done that have added 10 seconds to the average American lifespan. And people say to me, well, what about heart transplants? Well, you know, 85% of the people who get a heart transplant don't live a year. There's never been a person with a heart transplant ever lived to be 100. So they have no effect on the average lifespan of a country of 300 million people. And then what about antibiotics? Well, antibiotics were good for curing diphtheria in kids and strep throat and scarlet fever and maybe saving an old man from pneumonia. But then next year they die of a stroke or die of a heart attack. Antibiotics don't add 50 years to an entire nation's average lifespan. The things that have actually increased our longevity from 45 average lifespan in 1895 to 75.5 today, which is an increase of about 30 and a half years, are sewers and good clean water. Public health things. We don't have cholera and leptospirosis and tuberculosis in our food supply and our water supply anymore. We have meat inspection. We have public waterworks and things. We have sewers. These are the things that have extended our lifespan. Nothing doctors have done that. The experts say if we take advantage of all the information that's available to us on health and nutrition, that living to be 200 and beyond is certainly within our genetic capacity. Some experts will say 225. I've seen 250, 275, 300. We have the genetic capacity to do that, but over the years, things have stood in our way. These things that have stood in our way are hoops we had to go through, and we didn't do a very good job. That's because there's one of these barriers called a medical dogma. Medical dogmas are lies that a doctor will profess to you as being a fact. If they base their diagnosis, if they base their advice to you, if they base their prescriptions and treatment on these medical dogmas and lies, the odds are you're not going to live to be 100. The odds are you're going to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of your life. So my job tonight is to expose a lot of these medical dogmas and lies to you, tell you the truth, and before we get to the end, you're going to know what the answer is on how to live to be a healthful 120 or longer. The first medical dogma and lie we have to look at has to do with the claim that we have the best healthcare system in the world. Well, I'm a scorecard kind of guy, and I want to look and find the studies that showed that. Nobody would be happier with me if that were true. And in April of 1990, I found an interesting study that was done by the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control. They compared the United States with 32 industrialized nations. We were compared with the first world countries for our industrial production, fertilizer consumption, birth rate, death rate, per capita income, education, all kinds of things. And they were shocked to find out that out of the top 32 industrialized nations, the United States ranked 17th in longevity. There was actually 16 other countries whose peoples lived longer than we did in April of 1990. And you have to ask yourself, well, who is number one, and what did they do different from us? Well, the Japanese have half the cancer rate we do. They live 4.1 years longer than we did back in April of 1990. And they lived a year and a half longer than the Swiss and the Icelanders, who came in second and third. So it wasn't just one-tenth of 1 year. I mean, we're talking a year and a half, which is very significant. And so what did they do different? Because according to Western doctors, the Japanese do everything wrong. I mean, they smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. I mean, they are the heaviest smokers in the world. And if every American stopped smoking, it wouldn't hurt the cigarette industry any, because they sell more cigarettes to the Japanese than they would ever think of selling to us. Secondly, the Japanese fry everything. They fry rice, they fry vegetables, tempura, stir fry. They eat raw fish with worms in it, you know, sushi. And we dropped 2 atomic bombs on them. They've had more radiation per person than any other culture on Earth, yet they live 4.1 years longer than we did back in April of 1990 and have half the cancer rate. So there's something wrong with this concept that we had the best healthcare system in the world. I mean, here's some facts that say that's not true. And you could say, well, that was 10, 12 years ago, Wallach. Certainly things have gotten better. Well, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, re-ran the study and published results 10 years later, June of 2000. And after 10 years, the Japanese maintained number one. They remained in the number one slot, and we dropped from 17th in longevity all the way down to 24th. We dropped 7 slots. We're going the wrong direction. Is that an indication we're doing everything right or doing everything wrong? We're doing everything wrong. There's a problem here, folks, and here's what it is. If you were to try to get to the moon using a good old-fashioned post-hole digger with 2 long wooden handles and you started digging a hole in your backyard, would you get to the moon? Probably not. What if you took a Ford tractor with 4 wheels and had an auger on the power takeoff and you pulled the lever and drilled a hole in the ground? Would you get to the moon any faster? Probably not. Well, what if you really got scientific and spent $250,000 and got one of these big rigs from the utility company with an auger that big around? And you pulled the lever, it made a nice 3-4 foot diameter hole, throwing bushels of dirt everywhere, 6 foot deep in just 2 or 3 minutes. Would you get to the moon any faster? No. And that's what's happening in medicine. There's not a single pharmaceutical, either prescription or over the counter, that cures a single disease. They're all designed to deal with symptoms and make you feel better, but none of them cure the disease. And as a result, we die younger and younger and younger because nobody is really fixing the problem. I mean, it is the scientist's dream to get a patentable product that people would use for the last 50 years of their life, every day for the last 50 years of their life, instead of curing the disease. Isn't that funny? We spent all this money, we have all this technology, and nobody's ever found a drug to cure a disease. That's amazing to me when you kind of figure that out. You can say, well, Wallach, you know, don't be so rough on these doctors because of the high pressures we have in America and all the taxes and everything we've got in America. Without the medical system we have, we might only live to be 50 instead of 75.5. So, you know, you should drop to your knees and give thanks to the Lord. We got the medical system we have. Well, the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control looked at the top 50 nations when it came to quality of health care. And out of the top 50 nations, the United States ranked 37th when it came to quality of health care. Our health care system stinks when it comes to any criteria that you might use. When you look at the G7 countries, the top countries when it comes to the technology and money, 4 of the G7 countries, UK or England, ranked 18th in quality of healthcare, Germany 25th, Canada 30th, and the United States 37th. So everybody who's trying to mimic what we do in healthcare doesn't fare very well. That should give you another clue. What we're doing isn't the answer. Just pouring more money into the health system is not going to solve our problem. We have to tear it down to the ground and start all over again. Because just putting more money into what we're doing is kind of like a rotten old building that's ready to fall over. And you say, well, I'm going to spend $500,000 refurbishing that house. I'm going to paint the inside, I'm going to put gold leaf on the walls, and I'm going to do this and do that. And then 6 months later, it falls over. You should just take in a bulldozer, and for $100 worth of diesel, you can knock that thing over and start all over again. And that's what we got to do. Just putting more money, time, and energy into what we're doing in our health industry will be an abysmal failure.